Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for his angels. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for the leaders, the elders, and the deacons of this congregation. Thanking God for this day, this morning that he's given us. Didn't have to do it, but he did. Why did he do it? Because he loved us. So, he loved us. He loved us. That's why he did it. And I pray that something said this morning will make you a better person for having been here. My lesson this morning is coming from James, the second chapter, verses 18. But I would like to read to you this morning, 14 through 26. James, the second chapter, 14 through 26. And it reads, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without work is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believeth God and was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also." My subject this morning is, can they see my faith? Can my faith be seen? Can they see my faith? Can my faith be seen? James teaches that faith without work is dead, meaning that a person's true faith is shown through their actions and not just their belief. It suggests that good works are a result of genuine faith and are a way to demonstrate the sincerity of one's belief to others. Essentially, James emphasizes that faith should not be just a matter of intellectual assent, but must be lived out in practical loving actions. James argued that true faith is not just a belief in God, but also a belief that should be demonstrated through action. James uses the analogy of a body without spirit to illustrate how faith without work is like a dead faith. Another example is like a body without air is dead. Work shows that faith lives. In verse 21, James uses Abraham as an example, highlighting that Abraham's faith was demonstrated through action. offering Isaac his son. In verse 19, James points out that even demons believe in God, but do not have works. Illustrates that mere belief is not enough. You ask someone, they will tell you in a minute, of course I believe. And many of them think it's right just to believe. But they don't know that without works, it's dead. The Bible teaches us even the devils believe. Are you with me? Anybody can believe, but without work, without proving your belief, without putting it in your faith in motion, it's dead. James emphasizes that works serves as evidence and validation of a person's faith to others. We are God's stewards. Bible says in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. We've been taught what faith is, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6, we learn, but without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must believe that he is who he says he is. After that, we ought to put our belief into action. James 2:26, for as a body is without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead. And we cannot please God with dead faith. I don't know about you, but I don't believe God will accept dead faith. Genesis 2:15 says, we are the stewardship. We are called to work. Jesus is the ultimate good steward. He calls us to follow his example in every area of life, using our gifts wisely, serving others humbly, making time for what really matters, embracing sacrifice, and caring for his creation as living faith. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 16, it teaches, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. The things that we do, we're not doing it to boast or brag or whatever. We're doing it because God wants us to show. He wants us to glorify the way. Are you with me? Because many folks don't know the way. All we're supposed to be doing is lighting up the way, glorifying the way, showing them the way, how to go. And that's what we are. We are a light that men may see our works. They have to see it. Are you with me? If we stay home, and listen, I'm speaking to folks who can go outside. I'm not speaking to the people who can't go outside right now. Amen. But the people who can't go outside, please pray for us who can. You know, pray for us who can go out. And pray for us earnestly. Let God hear your prayer, because it's work that need be done. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. That's our work. We say we are the light of the world. The question to myself, can they see my light? Can they see my faith? You see, can they see it? You know, even though I say it, you know, saying ain't enough. You know, saying is not enough. Can they see my faith? Matthew 7:16, Jesus said that they should know us by our fruits. John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit, much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Now we are the light and we are the fruit trees. Amen? We are the fruit trees. You know, an apple tree, God has, he's blessed it with apple trees. And when you go to an apple tree, you expect to get an apple, nothing else. Are you with me? That one thing, when you go to a tree, you should expect an apple. But if you go to that tree and that tree give you an apple banana or an apple raisin, something is generically altered wrong. Are you with me? Man has done it again. Are you with me? He has done it again. Man is so smart that he don't know what to do with it. Are you with me? And they try to alter certain things. They just want to experiment, see what how things are would be like. Just like it's a thing called a tigra. They tried to match a lion with a tiger and see how it comes out. God didn't do that. God made a lion and God made a tiger. Are you with me? He knew what he was doing. He knew what he wanted. He made that. And just like he made us as fruit tree, when they come to us, they should what expect one thing, and that's the fruits of the Spirit. Are you with me? Nothing else should they expect. Are you with me? Nothing else. Question is, what is our fruit? Galatians 5:22-23 says, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. That's what we hold within us. That's what we produce, and that was what we spread. Amen. We spread those seeds and whatnot. Love is an attitude that considers others more than ourselves without expecting anything in return. You see, James could have stopped right there the writer could stop right there with just love. Are you with me? Because love covers everything. He didn't have to go no further, but guess what? He did. He did. Joy. A deep abiding sense of happiness and contentment in the presence of God. We spoke the other night as the brother was teaching. He said, even though joy and happiness are related, there's a slight difference. Because happiness is due to the happening of something. Happening. In other words, you found $1 million and you're happy. Are you with me? You see? You know, you're happy that your house, you know, that all the, you know, it's flown away. Are you with me? And you got the house all to yourself. You're happy. Something happens and you're happy. But it says joy comes regardless of anything happening. Are you with me? Joy is there anyhow. You see, happiness is something got to happen for you to be happy. But joy is there anyhow. And then there's peace. Peace is harmony, harmonious relation, freedom from worry and dispute. You see, this is what we produce. We produce love, joy, and peace. We produce these things. And when people come to this tree, to this fruit tree, they should. That's all they should be getting is fruitful spirit. Are you with me? Spiritual fruits. That's all they should be getting from us is spiritual fruits. Then there's long suffering. I mean, patience and tolerance. That's very important because putting up with is necessary. Are you with me? My poor wife put up with me for how long? 30 something years, you know, you poor thing, you know, and I thank her for it. Are you with me? You know, I ain't all that. You know, I talk a lot of stuff in the classes and whatnot, right? But you know, I'm human, and I make mistakes, right? But the girl put up with me, you know. And if you and right now, if you go and ask her, does she love me? She gonna tell you yes. Are you with me? Amen. And if you ask me, do I love her? I'm gonna say yes, I do. Thank you, Lord, for my wife. Then there's gentleness, humility, goodness, to just to do good, you know. You know, people, because people need good things being done to them in these days. Are you with me? Because it's a lot of mess going on, you know. And some people are looking for somebody who's a good person, you know. And if we have that fruit, if we have the fruit, that's part of the fruit that they'll get. Faith, a personal relationship, and belief in God involving trust, assurance in his promises. We must have faith, because without it, it's impossible to please God. We must have faith. We have to have faith. There's something about faith is, you know, it's, you know, we seem to, a lot of people seem to have faith in the flesh. They faith in horses and so forth and so on, and you know, in football teams and whatnot. That's why they gamble a lot, because they think they could win, you know. And so they have faith in it, and then when they win, they say, we won. But when they lose, they lost. Are you with me? You see? So faith is something that's necessary. We have to have faith in order to please God. Then there's meekness. Meekness, sometimes people call meekness weakness. But meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength under control. Amen? Strength under control. A humble and gentle spirit rooted in the trust and dependence of God. Temperance, self-control, discipline. In other words, don't get mad so quickly. Are you with me? You know, and right now, you know, we got a lot of wars, a few wars going on, you know, and if we're not careful, right, we could have a war right here, you know. You know, to this day, right, when I heard Trump saying that he would build a tower, this tower, what they call the tower, why did he tell somebody we ain't got the tower? That could, are you with me? Now everybody in the world know we ain't got the tower, now we're going to build one. Guess what? Are you with me? Now, I love Trump. I mean, because he's doing some good stuff, right? But that particular thing that he did, I couldn't understand. Why are you telling people that we, you know, that you're getting ready to build this thing, right? Maybe that's, and then again, maybe, who knows? We got one, and he's just saying that. I don't know, but, you know, that's just me. Then you got temperance, self-control, discipline. Temperance. You got to have, you know, you can't be short-tempered. This tree is not a short-tempered fruit. Are you with me? You got to have patience with people, because there are some people who will get on your last nerve. Are you with me? You know, they'll get on the nerve that you ain't even got. Are you with me? And we have to be temperate. You know, we have to, you know, be long-suffering folks, you know, not get, you know, mad so fast, you know. You know, just like, calling people, you know, you're dumb, you know. You don't, you know, you can't catch on quickly. You're dumb. There was a story about a teacher, and she was in the class, you know, and one of her students was crying because they said, you know, kids were teasing her that she was dumb. And the teacher, you know, she said, you know, she's going to do something about that, right? So she stands up in front of the class, and And she said, "Now, anybody in here who thinks they're dumb," she says, "raise your hand, stand up, and, you know, stand up." So nobody stand up, and then, you know, all of a sudden, little Johnny stood up. And she said, "Little Johnny," she said, why do you think you're dumb?" Little Johnny said, "I don't think I'm dumb." He said, "I just want you standing up by yourself." So you know, we have to be careful. We, you know, don't look at folks as being dumb because they don't know. We that's a word that we shouldn't use, but we do use it. You know, we call this dumb or that dumb. And we use it, but it shouldn't be used because it's that's a bad thing to call somebody dumb, because there was a time that you didn't know. Are you with me? It's a time you couldn't drive. There was a time you drove reckless, going down Petersburg 50 miles an hour. You know, when you in them younger days. You know, I see y'all smiling like, you know, you, like, who told you that, Bill Patterson? I just know you did. You look like you did it. Are you with me? But we slow down some now. We slow down, and we don't, you know, we slow down some now. We are the spiritual fruit trees. We produce spiritual fruit. We ought not produce anything else but spiritual fruit, good fruits. Amen? We spread spiritual seeds, just like the apple tree that God bless us with. The apple tree grow apples. That's the one thing that they do. When you go to the apple tree, that's what you expect. The apple tree blooms and produces fruit apples, right? And then what happened is the seeds fall, and the wind and the rain blows them, and what they do, spread and become more apple seeds and apple trees. The Bible says that Paul planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. So we do the same thing. We spread fruit seeds, spiritual fruit seeds. That's what we're supposed to be doing, because we are the light. You know, we show people how to do it, and we are the fruits. Are you with me? And we are God's work in our God's work in action. And if they don't see faith by our works, just what do they see? Are you with me? Just what do they see when they look at you or they look at me? Are you with me? They should be seeing somebody saying, I want some of that. Are you with me? I want to be like that, you know. That person seemed like a good person. I remember those days going to work, right? And you would think, you know, when you're a Christian, and when you get to a job, they'll say, you know, finally we got a Christian, right? But no, they happy that you're there so they can pick on you. Are you with, because they know you're not supposed to hit them back. I remember God told me, he said, you know, you're not supposed to hit back now, right? I said, you hit me if you want to see if I'm going to hit you back. Are you with me? But you know, they really believe that, you know, that because we are Christians, we're not supposed to hit back. Are you with me? They can do or say anything they want to say to us, but you're not supposed to. Because if you do, I thought you was a Christian. You know, I thought you was a Christian. Right? Yes, I am. With a good red hook. Are you with me? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But what if they don't see our faith by our works? Just what do they see? A dead faith. And a dead faith is not something God could use. When you're dead, you're dead. That's it. You know, it's nothing God could use. Dead faith. You must be believe. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You must be one who believe that to get that reward, to get to spread God's word. You must believe what you're doing. Like I said before, in time past, you must love what you do. When you love what you do it well. Are you with me? They say when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. Huh? Someone looking at me, what? yes, that's the saying. They say that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life because you just do it because you love it. You know, you love to. I remember, Jerry, when I first started out in my business, man, I was the first one there and the last to leave. We would be working 200 miles up Northern Virginia, right? And I would be the first one there coming from home. Are you with me? I couldn't, you know, it was so beautiful. Are you with me? I wanted to do it. I wanted to be there. You know, come back home. Sometimes I stay. You know, sometimes I get a room and I stay for my wife. Yeah. Right? I was a good boy now. Yes, I was. Never did nothing to harm my wife in that way. Are you with me? And I had loved it. And I did it. Oh, I did it. I did it. I did it. And then it came a time when it didn't have so much work. And then I started working for a company. I didn't want to go to work, right? I tried to play sick. Everything I could, I didn't want to go there. Are you with me? All that was too much trouble. Are you with me? It was just too much trouble. I did not want to go. Please, right? Maybe if I get another job, maybe it'll be different. Went there, it was worse. Went to another one, that just is worse, right? So I came to the understanding, you know, you can't run, right? You can't hide because you live here. The wheat gonna grow with the tares. Are you with me? You know, the wheat looks just like the tares, that they're growing up, sprouting up, right? But God said, let them grow together, and he would, and his angels would do the separating when they come. Are you with me? So wherever I thought that I could go here, it would be better, or there, it seemed like it would always be worse. It would be worse. In closing, as a reminder, we don't work to be saved. We work because we are saved. Amen. There's a song we sing, we'll work till Jesus come. We'll work till Jesus come. We'll work till Jesus come, and we'll be gathered home. I hope something said made you better for being here, because that's what it was intended on doing, you know, helping somebody today. It helped me when, you know, and I was the first one to hear this sermon. Are you with me? I was the first one to hear it. It sure enough helped me. I hope it helped you too, somehow. If you're here and you're not a member of the church, there's some things that you must do. You must hear God's word. You must. You can't get around it. You can't get around it. You must hear what God's word is. God's word is Jesus came from heaven, born of a virgin, lived, suffered, and died, was hung on a cruel cross. Rose on the third day with all powers in his hand. Amen? That's what you must hear. You must believe that. You must believe it. You can't, the Bible says the devils believe, but once you believe it, you must put it into what? Actions. You must put it into action. You must show your belief. You must be obedient to that belief. You must believe it. You must repent. Repent means to turn away from. If you headed to South Carolina or 95 North, something's wrong. Not unless you want to go all the way around the world, you know. Are you with me? If that's your choice, you know, go ahead, right? But if you want to do it right, you would turn around and go 95 south. Amen? That's how you would go. And that's repenting. That's just like repenting. Just stop what you're doing. Quit. Don't do it no more. I don't want to do it no more. I want to go God's way. You must confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Confess it. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Be baptized in water for remission of sin. You are now saved. You must stay saved. Stay in God's grace. Stay, come to church. Come to worship, right? Do everything that you possibly can to make this congregation grow. Amen? And not grow just in people, grow into fervent believers. Amen? Teach them. Tell somebody. Like I said, all of you might can't go out no more. Pray for the one who can go out. Amen? Pray for us who can go out. You know? Pray for us who can go out. You must teach. You must preach. You must give. And all of these musts that you're doing, there's many more musts. It'll take up too much time. But one of the main musts is this. You must love. Without that, it'll be all for nothing. If you are here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was appointed, you may ask for prayers at this time. May God bless.